CRI News. I'm Qi Zhi. The second docking between China's Shenzhou 8 spaceship and the Tiangong 1 space lab has taken place. After flying attached for some 12 days, the unmanned Shenzhou 8 decoupled with the space lab for about half an hour and then hooked itself back up again. The redocking is one of the last elements of the Shenzhou 8 mission. After flying together for two more days, Shenzhou 8 will re-disengage from Tiangong 1 and fly at a safe distance about 5 kilometers away. Shenzhou 8 will then return to Earth later this week. Chinese President Hu Jintao is back in Beijing after wrapping up his time at the APEC meeting in Honolulu, Hawaii. During his time in Honolulu, Hu Jintao attended the Economic Leaders' Meeting. He also delivered a keynote speech at the APEC CEO Summit, along with holding a number of bilateral sessions with other APEC leaders, including US President Barack Obama. The International Monetary Fund says China's financial system is sound and has achieved remarkable progress. The IMF made the conclusion in its first financial sector assessment program review of China, which was carried out jointly with the World Bank. The report says China has made remarkable progress in its transition toward a more commercially oriented and financially sound system. Meanwhile, the IMF says further reforms are needed to promote financial stability and sustainable growth. It adds that China's financial supervision and regulation are being strengthened, but risks stem from the growing complexity of the system and the uncertainties surrounding the global economy. 10 people died and 12 others were injured when a home toppled in central China's Hunan province last night. The accident happened in a village in Xingshao County. 22 villagers were buried in the debris of the ramshackle house where they were making funeral arrangements. The cause of the accident is under investigation. European Union foreign ministers have been discussing the possibility of a new set of sanctions against Iran in connection with its disputed nuclear program. However, any new set of sanctions have not been levied at this point. The foreign ministers of the 27-member bloc have been meeting in Brussels and have put out a new call for Iran to clarify its nuclear work. This comes after the latest report from the United Nations nuclear watchdog, which contends there is credible evidence to show that Iran has been working toward trying to create nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, the EU foreign ministers have drafted a new set of sanctions against 18 individuals connected to the Syrian government. There is still no word on any additional damage or injuries following another strong aftershock in quake-rattled eastern Turkey. A magnitude 5.2 quake hit just after midnight local time, about 30 kilometers northwest of the stricken city of Van. The quake hit at a shallow depth of just 10 kilometers, meaning the intensity of the shaking would have been quite strong. This is the same area which is trying to recover from last month's major earthquake, which killed over 500 people and left thousands of others homeless. At least 5 people have been killed in the US drone strike in Pakistan's northwest tribal area of North Waziristan, which borders Afghanistan. A local TV report says the US unmanned aircraft fired a number of missiles at a house in Miranshah, a place believed to be a hideout of militants. More than 500 people have reportedly been killed in such strikes so far this year. More than 800 tourists remain stranded in northeastern Nepal as bad weather is obstructing flights. According to the Civil Aviation Authority, all 44 flights to the Nepali capital, Kathmandu, from Lukla were cancelled on Monday. Lukla is one of the busiest airports in Nepal, as it is the entry point for the trekkers visiting Mount Chimalama or Mount Everest. Holding meetings has become a lucrative industry in China, which creates an economic value of nearly 1 trillion yuan, or 157 billion US dollars a year. According to a report by the Alliance of China Conference Hotels, the number of meetings and conventions held by companies, governments, public-funded institutions, and social organizations is growing at an annual rate of 20%. The report says China's economic growth gives a tremendous impetus to business conferences. In Beijing, about 220,000 meetings are held every year. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.